This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Elaine Freeman. Episode number 1713 is here. We're talking today about Indian laws related to recent sexual harassment in Indian Wrestling Federation. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Indian wrestlers Anshu Malik, Vinesh Phogat, and Sakshi Malik attend the Wrestling Federation of India protest at the New Delhi venue of Wrestling Federation of India on the 19th of January 2023 following allegations of athletes being sexually harassed by officials from the federation. Top Indian wrestler Sakshi Malik, pictured with Bajrang Punia, began a protest in capital city New Delhi Wednesday, accusing sports governing body of sexual misconduct on top sports leaders. Meanwhile, after India's Olympian wrestlers wrote to the Olympic Association of India demanding the setting up of a commission to probe allegations against India's Wrestling Federation chief, the association has formed a seven-member commission to investigate allegations of sexual harassment made against Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh. With top wrestlers in India mounting pressure on BJP legislator Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh to step down as chairman of the Wrestling Federation of India on allegations of sexual harassment, a closer look at the committee set up by the federation to address these complaints suggests that multiple norms have been violated. Following allegations of sexual harassment from India's top wrestlers, Delhi's Women's Commission had previously issued notices to the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports as well as police. The Delhi Commission for Women, the local body which looks after women's issues, has also issued notices to the Sports Ministry and asked the Delhi police to register the case. Taking cognizance of a protest being held by female wrestlers, in Delhi, where female wrestlers leveled severe allegations of sexual harassment against the president and coaches of Wrestling Federation of India and of poor governance of the federation's operations, the sports ministry sought an explanation from WFI and directed them to submit an answer in the next 72 hours to the allegations made. These were the words of Olympic medalist and wrestler Bajrang Punia. While some of India's biggest names in the sport, and of the Wrestling Federation of India's Wrestling Federation of India of WFI, the Sports Ministry, and directed it to submit an answer within the next 72 hours. These were the words of BJP Sports Ministry sought a response from WFI and directed them to provide a response on the allegations made. These were the words of Olympic medalist and wrestling champion, Bajrang Punia, while some of India's biggest names of Indian wrestling, as they were heard from wrestling champion, B. Japana, Bajrang Punia, and wrestlers, Bajrang Pania, and alleged the allegations made. These were the words of Olympic medalist, Bajrang Pania, and the sports ministry. These were the words of Olympic medalist and wrestler Bajrang Punia as some of the biggest names in Indian wrestling sat on a protest at Delhi's Jantar Mantar on Wednesday, January 18, and accused Wrestling Federation of India president and six-time BJP MP Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh and coaches at the Federation of sexual assault and demanded his resignation along with the resignation of the accused coaches and trainers and for the Wrestling Federation of India to be disbanded. On January 18, Bhushan Sharan Singh, BJP MP and head of Wrestling Federation of India president, Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh. Two Olympic medal-winning women's wrestlers from India have accused their sports governing body's chief and its trainers of sexually harassing women players, and have promised to protest till the federation is dissolved and their leaders investigated. Top Indian wrestlers have accused the sports head their sports governing body and multiple coaches of sexually harassing several female athletes, and opposition parties are questioning government silence. Top Indian wrestlers and around 200 supporters held their protest outside parliament, accusing the sports chief of National Federation for sexually harassing younger women athletes. The sports minister assured the top Indian wrestlers that a probe would be conducted into the allegations, saying that Singh will stand aside till investigations are completed. Sports Minister Anurag Thakur announced an inquiry commission was set up to investigate the allegations after meeting with several top wrestlers who demanded the inquiry. The rebellion of top wrestlers in the country, which resulted in two meetings with Union Sports Minister Anurag Thakur, sent an official complaint against Singh for sexual assault and other allegations, to the IOA. The wrestlers present in the protest included Vinesh Phogat, who became the first Indian women wrestler to win gold at both the Commonwealth and Asian Games, Olympians and Commonwealth medalists Sakshi Malik, Bajrang Punia, Anshu Malik, among others. India's biggest names in the women's wrestling field led a protest calling for her suspension, including Sakshi Malik, the only Indian woman to have won an Olympic medal in the sport, and Vinesh Phogat, who won gold at both the Commonwealth and Asian Games. Punia, who won bronze in the Tokyo Olympics, said the protest was about saving the future of the sport, and that of female wrestlers. The women wrestlers now went ahead and held a protest at the Jantar Mantar in New Delhi, in order to highlight this issue and demand justice for Vinesh Phogat and the other women wrestlers alleged to be being abused. The petition says six wrestlers along with several others rallied at the Jantar Mantar in New Delhi on 18 January and started a protest aiming at getting Singh's resignation. Vinod Tomar from WFI Federation crossed the road to talk with the protesting wrestlers as Federation's head office is close to the Jantar Mantar in New Delhi, while it is located in Singh's residence in Lucknow. Olympic medalist Bajrang Punia said that the wrestlers wanted the management of the federation sacked and replaced. Late on Friday, India's sports minister, Anurag Singh Thakur, met with protesting wrestlers for the second time and announced an inquiry into allegations made by senior Indian wrestlers, saying that the inquiry will be completed within 4 weeks. Women's wrestling under government sponsorship made news in 2010 at the Commonwealth Games in New Delhi, where Geeta Phogat made history as India's first woman wrestler to win a gold medal. Wrestling has gained popularity in the past few years, particularly among women, following successful runs in the past four Olympics, Commonwealth Games, and Asian Games.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Elaine and this was episode 1713 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.